tired of the critics getting it wrong.
What is a professional critic?
Just know, we are here
to give you honest opinions.
Not paid ones.
Couple of critics.
Cass and Bell host.
Podcasts and reviews.
Movies, shows,
products, and events.
Out today.
Hey.
Hey,
we are a couple of
Cass
critics.
And Bell, and we are
and
a couple,
are a couple of critics.
Oh, we gotta get that down.
Well, you're saying Cass and Bell, so I was trying to say my name, Bell. You know.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, it's like you're saying Cass and Bell, like you are Cass and Bell.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Let's do it again. Okay. All right. Hey, what's going on? This is a couple of critics. I'm sorry. Look, I messed up. All right. Hey, what's going on? This is your man Cass
and Bell,
and we are a couple of critics. It's a couple of critics or a couple of critics.
Okay. You know.
You know, let's just go.
Let's just go on.
All right. So, what are we reviewing today, my love?
So, I, think we should review our Aquatica.
Oh Lord, you want to do that?
So, last Wednesday,
my
niece was, came into town to spend some time with us. She's from Palm Beach, so she was here for a week with us, and so we did all these different activities. You know, we went to SeaWorld. We went to, fun spot. We went to various restaurants. We, did little explorations around town. We went shopping, went to the mall. So we did all kinds of great stuff.
Then
we also went to Aquatica.
Aquatica.
So on Wednesday was our Aquatica day.
Hey, I want to say this, okay? Our review of Aquatica is what happened that day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I want people to understand that we're just telling you our experience of that day, okay?
Yes.
So I don't want you to feel that, you know, what we say is reflective of all of Aquatica.
Mm-hmm.
We're just talking about our experience
for that day.
I want to make that clear because I want people like, damn, yo, they just bash it, Aquatica. Man. Yeah, I want to make that clear of our experience at Aquatica. Because Aquatica, as you know, or you don't know, it's a water park. It's part of the whole Anheuser-Busch, SeaWorld, Busch Gardens, that Anheuser-Busch family. And Aquatica is their water park and is located here in Orlando, Florida. The reason why a lot of people do go to Aquatica is, as far as a park goes, it's a nice park. It has water rides. And it's cheaper. It's a lot cheaper than something like a Volcano Bay, which is, $100 plus to go there. Aquatica is around maybe $50. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you get specials and things like that. So it's a cheap alternative. But because it's a cheap alternative, it tends to sometimes, which is one of the days we went, to be an unfavored crowd. But maybe I'll let you talk.
Yeah, well, to be, to kind of delve more. So because, Aquatica, it was our first time, my first time going to Aquatica, my kids' first time going to Aquatica, we've never been before because we're Volcano Bay people.
Volcano Bay rocks.
So for Aquatica, it was our first experience. So we purchased the dining. We also purchased a cabana there.
We did it
and
big.
The cabana was very,
reasonable.
Much more.
Yeah, much
cheaper,
more reasonable. Volcano Bay,
than
yeah.
Volcano Bay, of course. So it was great. So we purchased everything and the tickets were only $60.
Mm-hmm.
That was, it was very, very cheap, everything. So, anywho, so we got there on 11.
So, okay. So when we got there, I knew some shit was going to go down. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not anti-young people. I'm not anti-black people or anything like that, okay? I'm not anti none of that stuff. But it was a younger crowd, and it was a little bit of a hoodish crowd. You know what I'm saying? By the way that people were dressed. When you start seeing guys with dreads and golds with swimming trunks, you kind of, that's not the proper gear to go to a water park. Why you got a big old gold chain around your neck?
And, right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not people can't have dreads. I'm not saying. Dreads is not
like,
ghetto.
What?
I'm just saying.
What is wrong
no,
with
what
you?
I'm saying is, but when you have that look of the dread guys with the big gold chains and then, swimming trunks, you know what I mean? Or you got the girls all looking like Sexy Red, you know what I mean?
Well, they were getting their. They had on the latex type of swimsuit.
Different color hair.
And rainbow shops.
It looked very unclassy. Now, don't get me wrong. There's no class to go to a water park.
No class there,
but, no, it's not a fashion show. You're just going there, you're swung, yeah. you're, you know, just go, you know, normal, you know, but they look like it was kind of like an activity, like yeah, a hot spot.
It looked like,
you know what I'm saying? Like the hood
right,
swim
like
pool party where everybody right, stands right. around the pool, but nobody gets in.
Yeah,
but everybody
looks, yeah. It definitely looked like it was a coordinated event. Of these young people.
Well, before you say that, I didn't think it was coordinated. Mm-hmm. Like, we found ourselves in friendship, we're gonna go through it. But I just thought that because it was cheap, that, you know, a lot of the people was like, oh, this is cheap. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm just gonna go there. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the young people from the inner cities and stuff like that is going there. So so I didn't think it was necessarily how it turned out to be and what right. it was. But I'm like, okay, this is not going to be, you're gonna have a lot of these young ghetto kids here. Chilling and that's fine, you know, and you know, everybody should have a good time. So I'm not against that. I'm from the hood myself. So I, you know, I know when we get together, we wild out, we have a good time. So I was like, okay, we got a lot of the inner city kids here today. Okay, cool, whatever. So it, yeah, I'm like, all right, hopefully things are cool.
They're
but you know,
just the inner city. But, you're like inner city, you're well, that New York.
Well, that's the New Yorker. That's what I'm saying. A New Yorker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So to me, that's how I view it.
Yeah.
Like we, you know, so it's like, you know, it's like from if you're from New York, you know, like you go to Coney Island. You know what I'm saying? Like you know, that's that you go, you chill, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, it's that this type of environment. I wasn't really necessarily scared of any issues. It's like, okay, we're going to be in this type of environment.
Yeah.
Today. That's
yeah.
it. So it's not nothing against
right,
inner
yeah.
city.
So, I mean, but, you know, but when we got there around 11, you know, we had to, you know, of course, standing in line. And that was not a great experience because customer service was not that great.
Yeah. One thing I want to point out is that SeaWorld has a policy where when you rent a cabana, and this doesn't happen at Volcano Bay or any other place we've been
Aquatica,
to, but
Aquatica, not SeaWorld.
I'm sorry, Aquatica, that it's up to four people and everybody afterwards have to pay
$30.
And that's in little print on the website.
Tiny little print.
And we didn't see it. So when we went to customer service and we bought the food package and stuff, the woman saw we had five people. She said nothing to us.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't even mark down. They gave you a paper where they marked down. And if she didn't even do that. She gave us the paper. She said, go over there. Mm-hmm. So then we go over there. And the gentleman's like, how many you have? We like five. And they're like, oh, sorry. You have to pay for one more. What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I'm like, you know, and it wasn't even the extra $30. It was more about the principle. It was more about the fact that why wasn't listed on your website and you know, in a most conspicuous manner, so that way we can actually see it.
And the
right?
gentleman, bold. And the gentleman that we talked to said that's been a problem.
Yeah.
And to me, that's an easy
that's
problem to solve.
That you can easily
exactly.
Hit.
So to me, that looks a little bit deceptive. Draw people in and then
yeah,
hit
and
them
then
with
start
the fee.
Charging them.
So I didn't like that, but to see to Aquatica's defense, they did, you know, say no problem.
Yeah, after 15 minutes.
After 15 minutes, the manager came and we let her know what's up and she said no problem. So she did let us say we didn't have to pay. Yeah. So I give them that credit.
Yes.
Now, the cabanas there, I could be honest, are not Volcano Bay.
They, I mean, yeah, these cabanas, I mean, they were worth the price for sure.
Yeah, yeah, like
so
I
when,
said.
Yeah, the cabana cost us, like, it was $285. And it was definitely worth the $285.
Yeah, yeah. You know, these were gazebos that pretty much you could buy offline. They were sturdy, so was it, you know, but they weren't, like, you know, the chairs and the thing weren't anything that was like, yo, this is really nice, you know?
Yeah, it wasn't anything
impressive. They looked like they were old. You know the old, with the plastic.
Yeah, the old wicker.
The old
chairs.
Wicker, plastic wicker yeah. type chairs. Yeah. You know, nothing was really upgraded. The only thing they had that was okay was a fridge with water.
Yes, but and the fridge wasn't even cooling.
It wasn't, yeah. So it wasn't, lukewarm. You know, it wasn't to up to par. And you know, not even comparing it to Volcano Bay, just them by themselves, it just really wasn't something that was aesthetically pleasing as far as like, you know, when you rent a cabana, you rent it for relaxation, shade, you know, luxury in a sense, you know what I'm saying? To relax and stuff. Just like if you go to a hotel, you rent one of their, you know, canopies and stuff like that. They're nice. They're relaxing and stuff like that. I will say that the customer service was not good. Maybe one time during the whole time we were there, somebody came and said,
hey, are you?
You know, it wasn't somebody coming by. You know, one thing about Volcano Bay is, or other places, you know, even hotel resorts, they have somebody assigned to that cabana, to that, you know, canopy.
Yeah, to that section.
To that section. Mm-hmm. So that person is always coming around maybe once a half hour, once an hour to make sure you're good, you need anything, things like that. So it was very, it wasn't good. And then also I didn't like the, and I know everything's like this now after COVID, but I really didn't like the scan and order everything on my phone. I would prefer the personal touch, somebody to come and say, hey, what do you want? I get if you want to see the menu, let us know. But you didn't look on, you know, online for the menu. But like somebody to take.
Click on a QR code.
Yeah, yeah.
And then ordering.
Exactly. You know, I would, especially if we're paying for a cabana. Mm-hmm. Like I get regular service, but if we're paying for this VIP service, I want VIP all the way. And I at least want somebody to come and take my order at least, you know, but that didn't happen. And then. Since we had five people, we got a chair and they complained about the chair. They said, oh, you can't have another chair here.
Yeah,
it's a safety hazard and stuff.
How,
so,
no
yeah.
Problem.
So, no which problem. Is crazy because now if I paid for two extra people. Right.
Then, yeah.
Then why can't I get two extra chairs?
Two extra chairs because I paid for them.
Exactly. You know, so, that, you know, it seems like that, you know, they don't really have their whole VIP cabana thing. Lined up well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it is what it is. So, you know, we went there. The day was good. So you want to tell the story?
I can tell the story and sum it up. So we went and during our stay, we just start hearing all of these different noise. It was very chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
So in every section of the park, you just hear this loud noise.
I thought they're a celebrity.
I don't know what was going on.
And then I saw
on.
A whole bunch of kids.
Was,
I thought there, celebrity. I thought Chris Brown was in the building.
And then there was about 200 or 300 kids just running through the crowd. I mean, just running through, you know, and they, it didn't care who was in their way. They were just rushing through.
Yeah, I thought they was doing an influencer or somebody at first.
On the cabana era, we all stood up because we're like, well, what's going on? What's going on? And then next thing we hear is the park is shutting down. Now, this is a little bit just before 2:30-ish and they're shutting everything
down. One thing, let me go back because I do always want to give credit. I do. Only thing I like about the cabana area is that it's its own excluded area.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike Volcano Bay and other places where, you know, the cabana is with the public, but, you know, it's in the back, but still people can sit right there. One thing I can say about Aquatica is there is a section just for the cabana. So it's not like regular traffic or regular people. So I do give them credit for that. That setup is nice. But back to the thing. Yeah, it was crazy because you heard all this commotion going on, right? And, you know, so we looked, you know, my son, he's looking and you see a whole bunch of kids, right? So at first, the way I saw, I thought it was just like a celebrity that was in the park and people were following that celebrity because they're like somebody in the middle. Everybody had their phones out. I was like, okay, who's here? Chris Brown, an influencer from TikTok or somebody here, you know what I'm saying? So I thought that's what it is. But we soon find out that.
Yeah, it was a whole bunch of fights. So apparently, because it happened, there was so many fights. There was at least 10 fights in the park that all these securities and extra police officers had to be called because it got
the whole
so
city of Orlando.
Bad.
Yeah,
there was a fight right in front of my niece and my daughter of these two girls just going ham, and I don't understand. Then, you know, they shut everything down. Then all of a sudden we hear and. On the intercom, and again, this is they're hearing, oh, shut it down. So I'm like, shut it down. So maybe it's because, you know, it's been raining and storming last week. So maybe it's because of thunderstorms, right? No, it wasn't that.
Well, they try to say it was.
They tried it was. And then when no thunderstorms or when the sky, you know, there was no rain on the sky, everything was blue, blue skies. And it's like, oh, okay. And then you start hearing on the intercom, it was other issues, and then you start hearing sirens and then more cops.
Oh, sirens
and sirens and cops and sirens and cops, and all you hear was just cops coming and just starting to shout at everyone, kicking everyone out.
Yeah,
so we thought, you know, once they kick out the problems that, you know, that we would be fine.
Yeah,
you know, because I thought, oh, they'll just reopen the park because, you know, it's still. It's
and I thought two, because we're right? in the Cabana VIP yeah, area, we that, just you know, chill there.
We're just chilling.
We just relax because their Cabana section is not in the main area. There's no traffic through the Cabana area.
None
so
at all.
So we thought, OK, we're just going to lay here. Right. Relax. They're going to kick there, out all the riffraff and then, you know, get the
and
park
then,
going
yeah,
again.
Yeah, we'll start. We start seeing park attendants and police officers just coming to all the Cabana areas now. And instead of asking people nicely, no, they started shouting and just treating everyone like we're all criminals.
Yeah, they were very aggressive.
Extremely
the cops were very
aggressive
and rude.
To
you gotta go now. Come on, let's go.
Get up, get
like,
up.
Like
get
like
up.
You know, and
like,
and I get I
going under, on?
You know, and I understand, you know, at the end of the day, if it they want to evacuate the park and all that, and that's fine. But you know, I didn't like that they were treating the people that for one, if we're in the Cabana area, we paid VIP, we paid money. We're not out there in the crowd. Obviously, we're not kids. Mm-hmm. So why are you shouting at us as we're the criminals, as if we did something? And that was the whole mood even leaving. So, you know, we packed up and stuff. And just that whole mood, people were like, yo, got to go. Let's go. Like the regular. And it wasn't just us saying that. It was other people as well. Like, mm-hmm. like we
yeah,
didn't do
the
anything.
Other people that was in all the Cabanas.
Yeah,
know?
They're like, we didn't do anything. So why are you shouting at us? Why are you shouting at us? Why are you treating us as if we're
yeah,
the ones
we're
doing
the
something? We're actually the good ones that bought a Cabana with buying by rules and all of that. And you shouting at us like we're the criminals. So. You know, when we're walking out and it's just this atmosphere of just very, very aggressiveness from the cops, even some staff
and the park attendants,
you know. And so, you know, so we get out and you know what's so funny? It's like they shut down the park. Right. But then you go out to the lobby, the parking area and you got people playing Sexy Red,
and,
twerking.
Yeah, they were twerking.
And, all,
they were
and cops
fighting,
weren't doing
they
nothing.
Were cursing,
people were fighting
and fighting.
Yeah, it was people
they
fighting.
Weren't doing nothing at first until it started getting way out of hand again. Then you start hearing all the new sirens again. Mm-hmm. Then it must have been about 50 cops in that parking lot, pepper spraying, right? Because
they
again,
pepper spray somebody?
Yeah, they pepper spray. They had to pepper spray them.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And throw gas to like, you know, because they wouldn't move.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because they all, you know, trying to get out of the exit, right? Then they want to block the exit. Not the cops, talking about
dudes were getting out the car, running to another car, trying to get number from women.
I'm like, are you serious?
And people were beeping like, move.
Like, come on, guys.
Yeah, so
come on, kids.
People twerking on their trucks, playing Sexy Red. And
like,
you know what I'm saying?
Trying to get out.
And we were trying
and
to get out.
Blocking the
exit. It was crazy. That, but then, you know, so our niece who came down from West Palm Beach, she, you know, she actually is on social media. She's around the age. So she let us know what was going on. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it's these group of people, young people, mm-hmm. that actually say, hey, let's go to these parks mm-hmm. and fight and do all
yeah,
this
and
stuff
just cause ruckus.
And cause mm-hmm. ruckus. Even afterwards, you know, she's part of, you know, she knows all these people. And she was showing us Instagram of the same people out at the park were at a party fighting, drinking.
Yeah.
The same
they're
people.
All underage now.
All underage
oh,
now.
And like track
and,
meets.
Because, yeah, they track yeah. meets and all this other stuff. And they were announced what we found out was what they announced where they're going to be.
Yeah.
And people go there and fight. It. And apparently, this happened at track meets as well.
Yeah,
people do the sports and they fight stuff. And stuff like that. And it's just this, it seems like this culture for these young people to do that, which that's another subject. We're not going to get into mm-hmm. it. This is a Quatica review. But we're just about our day. But, you know, besides that, you know, the only issue I had with a quad. But, OK, let's continue. So my wife, she writes a letter.
Well, I emailed them, mm-hmm. you know, I emailed the guest services in Aquatica again, because it was a very unpleasant experience. And mm-hmm. I laid everything out in the letter. And of course, letting them know that, you know, we will not be back to Aquatica. So I asked for a full refund and I say I do not need a park voucher because I don't have any intentions of ever going back to Aquatica. I am right back to my bougie Volcano Bay with my cushy, expensive cabana. Yes, yes, I am.
Yeah. And to their defense, they actually did give us a full refund.
Actually, yeah. So the manager, she actually emailed me, and she and we scheduled a time to call, and she did. She called, and she actually was very apologetic. She was extremely sorry about the situation, and she you know, she say that, you know, this is something that they didn't know about, they didn't plan. And to her defense and to Aquatica defense, I told her I completely understand that, you know, things that are way out of your control.
Yeah.
And thank goodness OPD was there, you know, within seconds or minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And they dispatched so many cops, so many police officers to kind of,
you could have robbed the bank in Orlando because they were
to control the crowd, which is great.
Yeah.
But the tone, you know, that was set from the attendants, you know, the park attendants that work there, and of course the police officers treating everyone as if criminals, and then the lack of information, you know, that we receive. No one received actual real information as to what's going on. You know, we didn't know if our lives were in danger. Mm-hmm. We didn't know if there is, you know, someone with weapons around. I mean, it was just so chaotic. Nobody explained anything except just kicking us out. And then we get to the parking lot. It's more chaos, right?
Yeah.
So then it was a lot of confusion. So I told her I completely understand that. So a long story short, they, you know, they did provide us with a full refund and also, you know, apologize over and over for that situation. And they say that they will have some guardrails in place so stuff like this does not happen again, which I hope they do have some new policies and guardrails in place. I mean, we cannot sit here and profile people, but this is a situation where you got to profile these type of people.
Yeah. And, you know, I definitely have to say I don't think they eternally handled the situation well. I think there's still some things involved at Aquatica that they need to really up. Their customer service needs to be better. Their communication for their services need to be better. But I do say that their response to us and our complaints were, I appreciate them giving a full refund.
Yeah, because it was resolved
I think that when anything is done bad and you know you made a mistake, you do everything to make the customer
correct that mistake.
Exactly. Yeah. And to me, I was going to be done with Aquatica. But when they gave the full refund, I said, okay, now I know that I would go to Aquatica again. But I would go at a time where, one, I know that school is in and that type of crowd is not going to be there. The park itself is a nice park.
It
so
is. It's, a
it's
nice
not
park.
It's not a ghetto looking park.
No,
it's
no,
not
no,
a,
it's a nice park.
It's a nice park. It's a nice setting. It's a little more cluttered than Volcano Bay.
Yeah.
It's a little tighter, cluttered.
But
it's still
smaller,
nice. And
it's a nice park.
And for the money, you know, it's definitely
you
worth
you.
Exactly. So it's nice, as good rides, as a lazy river. It has a, you know, it has all the things that the other water parks have. So it's not one, you know, it's not like a ghetto version of nothing.
No.
It's a good park. I just think the day we went was
a
bad day.
It was a bad day.
But overall, if that didn't happen, and we didn't get our money back and they didn't do it properly, I still would say maybe out of a 5, I would give them a 2 just because of the customer service we received from the confusion with the cabana and the lack of service of the cabana. But I have to bump that up to maybe a 3, 3.5, because even though they did make mistakes, they did rectify us and made us whole and said, you know what? They didn't try. They didn't even argue and say, oh, we'll give you a partial. No, they said, no problem. We'll give you a full refund for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that. So, you know, I tip my hat off to Aquatica for how they handled it afterwards. I just think they need to start work on their customer service a little bit better.
Yeah.
And I think it is a thing of screening, being aware, because I think that, you know, these kids that they announce where they're going to be, and they need to be more, maybe the PR people.
Yeah, more on social media.
Of like who's coming,
who
are these people that are coming, and
cause
stuff like
trouble.
That. Exactly, because, you know, obviously these kids want to cause trouble.
Yeah,
they want to fight.
They
want to do things, you know. And, you know, so, you know, at any time, any of those situations can get dangerous. And, you know, in a sense of, oh, we're going to get together and wild out, is different for everybody. And, you know, that could have went from somebody just fights to somebody getting hurt or getting shot.
Yeah, or getting shot. Or,
you know, because you don't know what they have in a parking lot. And, you know, you can get into Aquatica and park and have a whole bunch of guns in your car before you enter the park. And if they go into the parking lot, they could be shooting up people in the parking lot. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think they just need to do a better PR job on their social media, see, you know, what's going on.
Yeah, but, you know, see who's, you know, how they're being targeted. It's easy. It's easy. It's not that hard.
I'm not going to say easy.
I think
they should be a little bit more aware of
higher social
media. Like, you know, who's coming to your park. Right. You know what I'm saying? People are announcing, hey, let's go to the park.
Monitor that.
Then, you know, check it out a little. But like I said, you know,
police officers
But even if you do, you still could never know.
So at
the end of the day, you could never know, even if you say, okay, target these five people that we feel are. But, you know, as you saw there was hundreds of
kids.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. You can't. But this would be a teachable moment.
Now
they know the situation. Now they know that this is what these kids are doing this summer. So you need to have guardrails in place. So you need to make sure there are rules and procedures in place. If you need to have, you know, 50 police officers there, then that's what you do. Right.
Yeah, I agree. So, you know, but like I said, overall, I do give SeaWorld. Aquatica. I do give them a positive.
I'll give them, if anybody's looking for a park to go to.
It is cheaper if you come to Orlando.
Then you can certainly go there. I hear they do have the at glow thing at night, which is pretty cool.
That looks pretty cool, to be honest. I think one time this summer, I think I want to try that because I think it's like, what, $40 or something? They have like the Lazy River. They have neon lights through the whole park. And they have experience of their Lazy River with all these type of accent neon lights and neon lights.
So it's pretty cool.
So at the end of the day, if you're in Orlando, you're looking for something cheap and you don't have Arcano Bay or Universal or Disney money like that, then Aquatica is definitely an affordable choice. And definitely go at a time where school is not in. You know, go when school isn't, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So now you're going to get a different crowd that in the summertime, you know, with this cheapness, it tends to attract a different caliber of people. So, and I ain't talking about black people, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know,
there were white people fighting too.
So,
ratchet white people I want to
make that clear because, you know, people be like, oh, there were black people, Puerto Ricans. It's just a crowd of young people. It wasn't just black people, okay? Okay, yeah. So I want to make that clear because I want nobody to be like, "Oh man, they a couple of Chris don't like black people."
Well, you sure enough did say gold chain with dreads.
So a white person can't have that.
What white person can?
I know I am. Let me stop. All right, guys. Well, we appreciate y'all. You know, this review of Aquatica. Check out. Go to our social medias. Couple of critics reviews. Check out Becca's Corner. She got a couple of podcasts that are up and some reviews. Go to our website. You know what I'm saying? Check out all of our reviews. And if you have any reviews you want us to do, you know, you have a product, a show, or whatever you do, you want us to review it, hit us up. You know, and we're going to be honest about it. We're not going to lie. We ain't going to sugarcoat it. And you know, we're not going to take a pay bit and you give us a good, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to do an honest review. We're going to stay to it. I mean, depending on like, if it's like a lot of money, thousands,
we're
going to
do an honest review.
I mean, but if they give us thousands of dollars, you know what I mean? I could, you know, say positive something, you know, but $5,000. Anyway, I will not compromise my integrity under 10,000. Anyway, so definitely check our webpage. Let us know. And until next time, people.
Bye.